Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch Podcast. This is episode 619. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
And no Marshall 205 again.
No. You just had a moment, though, where you realized that we'd done a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
You panicked when you had to say the number of the show.
Yeah, that was the second time doing the intro. You guys won't hear the first one, but the...
Yeah, you panicked a little bit. It happens.
Mm-hmm. I said, wait a minute. It doesn't seem right.
You thought we had done more, though.
Yeah, I did.
I feel like we've done a lot.
We have done it. We've got what? There's a few that we had over the last couple months that just disappeared, mess up.
Yeah. What's your favorite episode?
My favorite?
Yeah.
There's been a few, like with me, you, and Dan.
Yeah,
dying long laughing. Time ago. Yeah,
one before of the ones Dan bailed on us.
Yeah, the one of the ones with the Marshall 205 that was pretty funny. One where we just laugh a lot. Those are the best ones.
I don't have a memory of really any of the episodes.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you. Oh yeah, I remember this. I just remember just laughing. I remember one I was dying laughing so bad my face was red, my stomach was hurting.
Yeah, we for sure have had those moments. Mm-hmm. It usually comes out of nowhere. I think that's what makes it so funny when it catches you like off guard.
That and then the long ones. Because then when we have the long ones, that's because we're in good conversation. Like about nonsense.
Man. They used to be so long. They were all like 3 hours long. Now they're short and fat, but they fill the gap.
Yeah, they get around an hour. Yep.
I like that around, like you stretched it out a little bit. Around. They're an hour-ish.
Yeah. We've had a couple go like 1 hour and 10, 1 hour and 15. That's because we got a lot of stuff talking about.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I sent out my numbers for, you know, the games that I've played this year. Mm-hmm. And this is maybe the most diverse year that I've ever had. Just between like, my PlayStation number's really low. My Xbox numbers have never been higher. I didn't have a ton of Switch hours, but I did spend some time on it. I have some time on the Steam Deck. I have some time in the Quest. Like, it's just really spread out this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it almost shows the struggle of me, like, finding something that I actually want to play.
Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah, I just haven't found anything I'm in love with. And I don't know.
Do you have any idea what's factor? Because you have too many options or.
I don't think it's that. It's like, I can't commit the time to anything long and I don't do enough research to find the short ones that I'll like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm just in this rut of like, well, I just won't play anything or I'll play something without consequence. Like I played the Lego Brick Life.
Oh yeah.
Lego Fortnite Brick Life.
Mm-hmm.
The game has almost nothing to do. It's a very small map. Very few like tasks you can do, but you don't need to think, right? It's just a grind. You just get in and do the same thing over and over until you get out.
Yeah. I got in there and I just drove around, jumped off ramps and.
Yeah. So we played that on two separate occasions. Me and for the show Marshall 205, who couldn't be bothered to be up this morning. We played it on two separate occasions, and all you're doing is making money to buy a house or car or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
New decorations. But there's not really a point. But we sink a bunch of hours in it because right now that's the only thing that holds my attention are things that don't hold my attention.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the whole map you're looking at right there. It's not big.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, where did you guys pick a slot where you're going to put your land or your house?
Yeah, but it doesn't work that way. Every time you log off, you have to replace your house every time.
Mm-hmm.
And you are bound by, like, the server that you're on. So if you log in and your spot's already taken, then you just have to pick a different one. But, yeah, right there, go back to where your mouse just was by that water up to the right. You're way off. You were there. I don't know how to tell you. You see the big stage area kind of in the middle to the bottom down there? That area right there. That's a lake. There's a plot right in front of it that little dock leads out to the water. That's where I've been building mine. And then he's been building his on the sand over here, you can build another one. You can build there, but it's just north of that, right by that green bank.
I'm right here on the corner.
Yeah. So that's where we've been trying to build, but I bought the high-rise apartment. So you actually put that in one of the big downtown buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a penthouse. And so you go in one of those apartments, and then you build it at the top of there, and you have to take the elevator up to it.
Nice.
That's what I've been doing. But the game doesn't have anything going on. I know they're going to add to it, but it's pretty boring. But that grind is good for me because we're just talking, and I'm just doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been, you know, it's kind of how Party Animals was for us. It's how Expeditions has been for us. And that's really all that's been holding my attention lately. I the stuff that doesn't, where we can just chat. I'm just like not interested in a 60-hour experience.
Yeah, I feel you there. But you dropped something, didn't you? Your phone?
I did, but it's okay. It's just an empty cup.
Okay.
Heard a loud. I'm just moving it so I don't kick it the whole show.
We all heard a loud bang, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I knocked something over. I didn't drop it. I knocked it over. It was already down there.
Okay. Yeah, so. Yeah, it's really, I guess, with Christmas coming up and doing so much other stuff going on, you don't really have the time to sit there and play. Then you have work, you know, adult stuff.
I have, the job I have is really kind of seasonal, I would say, in that we slow down during the winter most time, but it has been crazy busy. So, you know, it is the holidays and they're rushing around, but it also, like, there was no slowdown at work. And but it's not that. I mean, I just haven't been playing at night, really. I just haven't really felt like it.
Yeah.
Getting better sleep, feeling better. Just haven't been, I don't know. Nothing there hasn't been a game where I'm like, yes, got to get in there, got to experience it, got to do it.
So Dredge, Party Animals. I'm trying to think what was Astrobot, probably the last one. The last one you had to get in there and play.
Yeah, I really enjoyed my time with Astrobot. I enjoyed my time with Dredge too. Revisiting it for the Iron Rig was great. Cleaning up a lot of the stuff I didn't do before that came out after I'd finished it. I've been having an urge to get back in Cult of the Lamb and grind out some of the stuff I didn't do in there. Mm-hmm. I'll never get that platinum because you have to beat every boss without taking a hit. And I think the amount of time I'd have to put in there to memorize the patterns and all that, I don't think I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
But I did think about getting back in there and doing some of that. I don't know. Ultimately, I don't know what I'll do. I'll probably play something at some point.
Okay.
But I haven't played much. I mean, the only thing I played all week long was the Lego Brick Life.
I jumped into Lego Brick Life. I tried that out for a second. Then I jumped into VR on two separate occasions to make sure certain games downloaded. The free ones we got this Mosset and the other one, Green Hell. And I was making room for Green Hell.
Yep.
Make sure that was on there, and then started dabbling some of the other stuff. Thought about doing a walkabout mini golf, but then the wife wanted to watch a movie, so we were watching a movie.
Yeah.
I mainly just Fallout 76.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, jumped into Fallout 76.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's played it, I think, 3 or 4 nights he played it.
Yeah, the one I was going to jump in with him, but then we were doing something, so I didn't even get to jump in.
Yeah, I think he is enjoying it, but he is lost a little bit on kind of like what's next.
Mm-hmm.
He was a level 18 when we quit playing like 7 years ago or whatever that was.
Yeah.
And then he realized that if you start a new character, it gives you the option to start at level 20. So you're actually better off to go through the tutorial and start fresh than he was to play his character.
That's what I was telling him, because if you haven't played in a long time, just to give you the idea, then it adds in all the new stuff that you can do.
Yeah, so he did that. He created a new one and played through all that to get back out and be ready.
Nice.
So he's been enjoying it. I still want to play it, but like I said, I haven't played enough to mount anything, and I have to re-download that thing, and it's huge, so I have to make some room.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 78 gigs or something.
Yeah.
So I've got to make some room for that, but I don't know. I go through those those patches where just nothing interests me, and then I'll jump back in. It takes a game like Dredge or Dave the Diver or whatever to pull me back, and then I get in and I'm good to go again. But nothing as of late.
Yeah. I said with me just Fallout 76 doing the daily missions, just trying to get all the serums for you guys, make sure I have three of each if you guys want them or not, because they cost money. I find vendors, people will sell them for like $150, $350, but the good ones, they're selling for like $2,000-$3,000 caps. So I have to do a bunch of stuff, sell a bunch of stuff to get the caps to buy them for you guys.
Yeah. I'll end up back in there. I just don't know when. Yep. I also think I bought it physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think me, you, and Dan, and Matt all got, it was Amazon for like $1.76 or something like that.
Yeah.
We all got the physical copy of it.
So I don't think I ever had the digital, so I think I have to find it.
The digital's free.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'll just switch to that then, because I have no idea where I put that disc.
Yeah, that's what I did. I just downloaded the digital version of it, so I can jump on it anytime and have something else use the disc for. I almost started Cult of the Lamb, like doing it. I just saw it on there, but I was like, man, I'm gonna dive into this, and don't really have time right now.
Yeah.
Cult
of the Lamb is the kind of game, I think, when you get in where you want to keep going because everything is like fresh and like, that's one thing that worries me a little bit about jumping back in. I was like, I won't remember what I'm doing or how to play. And they've put in a whole bunch of new stuff.
Yeah.
I just keep hoping that, you know, they put local co-op. I keep hoping they'll put online multiplayer.
It'd be fun.
I think it would be great to play through that with somebody, but who knows? It's a great game. I pre-ordered the Astro Funko Pop.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Did pre-order it. So that'll be on its way. Yeah, I think it's May.
Yeah. So if you guys don't, I saw the Astro Funko Pop like pop up on an ad, and so I sent a picture of it to Ryan.
Yeah, it's funny. You sent it to me, and then friend of the show Marshall 205 sent it to me, and then it also popped up on my TikTok. Now, you sent it to me before I had ever seen it, and I didn't pre-order it then.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent it to me, and I didn't pre-order it. And then I was scrolling through TikTok, and it popped up on mine. And I was like, you know what? It's one of those things where I'm going to regret it if I don't have it. And it doesn't come out till May, I think. And I think it was like $24 or something. So I just went ahead and pre-ordered it. But it reminded me where I started to go with this is when I got on there to pre-order it, then I started poking around and I remembered all the Cult of the Lamb, those PVC figures we looked at.
Yeah.
I need to get at least one because I want, now that I have like, I'm putting together the display cases, like I feel like I should have at least a Cult of the Lamb thing. And while we're talking about bullshit, my Dredge Collector's Edition came in.
Oh shit.
So those shipped out and I got it from Amazon. This has nothing to do with Dredge or Blacksaw Games. It was packed in a cardboard box. As tight as a cardboard box could be. I had no idea what it was. Took my little, I have a, I don't have it on me. It looks like this though. It's like this though. And it's got a little blade that comes up about like, you see how that, this is metal. You see how much that comes out. Yeah. I've got a push one that has a ceramic blade like that. I cut the box open, sliced right through the top of the thing.
Oh, no.
Because it was packed tight. And I know you can't see at home. That blade comes out like an eighth of an inch. It's barely the thickness of cardboard, and it's still cut through the top. So that's disappointing. And for those that are new to listening, I pre-ordered the Nintendo Switch Collector's Edition because I beat the game on PS4 or PS5, I guess. And so I wanted... To me, if I was going to buy it just to get all the extras, I should go ahead and get the game I didn't have as well. So
the collector's,
I didn't plan on opening it, but I cut the cellophane, so it sliced through the box, dude.
So we're watching, pulled up a little video of someone opening it up. So the box is smaller than I thought.
Yep. And that's basically, they had painted on the cardboard on mine.
So you did that. You said you could cut the top of the box.
Yeah, it's got a groove cut in it as well.
It's one of the stones.
That thing looks cheaper than I was hoping.
It's like 3D printed.
Yeah, it's kind of what it looked like.
The coin.
That's cool. The coin is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it heavy or is it plastic also?
That looks heavy to me.
Oh, you haven't opened it yet?
No, I didn't open it. Okay. Well, I mean, I did, but I didn't.
Hold on.
It's ready to be open.
There's the map.
The map, I think, is a cloth, which is cool. To be honest with you, it's kind of underwhelming to watch that guy open it.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I mean, I would want to have it no matter what.
So, okay, he's got it. Hold up. There it is.
Yeah. So you're I sliced through the front of the box.
The plastic and.
Yeah. With a blade that stuck out as much as I showed you. That's how tight it was in there.
Whew.
Nothing on top of it. Just, I mean, someone found a box where, you know how like when you drop it in there, it pushes the air out. Mm-hmm. That's how tight this thing is. And normally Amazon will send me like a suitcase with one box in it.
Right.
But it's okay. I mean, shit happens.
Yeah. Now you have to open it up.
Yeah, now I open it up and put the stuff out. So it'll be fine.
Yeah, it gives you an excuse.
Uh-huh. So.
So here's it. I was going to mention something to the Astrobot thing. Is like, are you okay with it being chrome and not white?
Yeah, it's a game of the year Astrobot, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why he's chrome. I also feel like his body itself is lacking like detail. See the white and blue on this image down here in the middle where he's got the brisket, the breastplate.
Yeah, right here.
It's blue. Like, I don't understand why the Funko doesn't have any detail in it. Unless this is just not final design. But I assume that it's final design. I mean, you can see the line is there, but he is just weird because he's like platinumed out.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything other than Game of the Year Astrobot on it. So I don't know why he's that way. Unless they plan on selling one that's not the Game of the Year edition and he is white and blue.
No, I think he's definitely silver. They'll have a blue one. You got this one, right?
And
you
get no.
Don't you have an Astrobot little toy though?
I have one pre-ordered, but it's not the U2s. It's the maybe the Good Smile Company.
What is that? Astro Boy. Okay, never mind.
Are you under Astrobot? Change it to Astrobot figure. That one's also not in yet because I pre-ordered the second run.
Oh, you got that one. That one.
Yeah. See how much better that looks? I mean, I know Funkos all have to look the same, which is fine, but I don't understand the silver unless they're going to make one that has this paint also and sell it separately. Like, I could see them doing a Game of the Year one and then just a regular Astrobot one.
Right, because even PlayStation, like, they don't do a Game of the Year, like, edition, collector's edition case or nothing like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's cool that you pre-ordered it. I'm still on the fence.
Yeah. Well, because you're afraid it'll start an addiction.
Yes.
I don't think it has to. Just show a little restraint by the ones you like.
Yeah, but that's the problem. There's so many of them that I would buy. Like, anytime I go
there's not so many that you like. There's so many you would buy.
Yeah.
You don't need them. Just get the ones you truly want.
I know.
Because I don't believe you want all those. I believe you like all those.
Now, would
just
you
get the ones that you want.
If they made those.
Yeah, what I wish they would do is do like a minifigure type situation, like a 2 or 3 inch vinyl blind bag.
Oh, yeah, the little mini ones. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like a blind bag with the different Astrobots in them. I would probably lose a paycheck on them. I think that would be awesome.
Like these little things.
Yeah, if they did those. Those bitty pops as Astrobots.
Yeah, when you just...
I'd go too far.
You buy a whole box.
Yeah.
To get them all. Then you can do...
Yeah, look how good those look.
Set them up on a little stand.
I would do that.
That's some little Dragon Ball Z ones like that. Little small ones. I almost did, but I was like, now my addiction would get to me.
You got to learn restraint.
It's hard.
It's not, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. They make too many Funkos.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Target like 2 days ago, and they have 300 of them on clearance, and they still have another 600 on the shelf over there.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
It is wild. Oh, Christmas Groot? That's cool.
Oh, look, and there's another. Look at all these Christmas Groots.
There's a bunch of them. See?
Yeah, see, I couldn't.
Look at that gold one.
Mm-hmm.
That one have wrapping paper at the bottom. Those are adorable.
Yeah. That's how I get in trouble.
They have the Target dog too.
Yeah, there's a friend of mine. She owns a Funko Pop store in Alabama. She's a licensed person. She's always like posting the rare ones that they get in, and we only got three of them.
I own two Funko Pops, which are Sackboy, and then when I worked at GameStop, they sent out a Plants vs. Zombies Sunflower. Mm-hmm. And then I own the Cuphead Mugman, which are the Funko vinyl figures, but they're not the Funko Pops. So you actually have to search for like vinyl because they make a Funko Pop. See the first one there? If you look, it's a Funko Cuphead vinyl collectible, but it's not a Funko Pop.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Cuphead and Mugman in those. They have, they're not, I think the reason they're not Funko Pops is their proportions are correct. So if you look, they're not proportioned like a Funko Pop.
Right.
Like he has his arms and his legs and.
Instead of the little itty bitty.
But see, when you have the one right there, that blue guy you clicked on, the chef there, that's a pop.
Yeah.
They make them in pops. You can get Cuphead in a pop. See,
mm-hmm.
That's a Mugman pop, but they're different. I have the vinyl collectibles of those, and then I have those two others, and then I'll have Astrobot. Yeah, I've got, that's the ones I got. I got them set up just like that.
Yeah, I got you the Astrobot one.
Yep. No, you got me the Little Big Planet one.
I'm sorry, the Sackboy.
The Sackboy.
Yeah.
I did The Astrobot comes with the clear protector on there also. So it was the Astro plus the protector.
Mm.
I think it's $25.
The clear protector for the actual, to cover the whole box, right?
Yeah. Same thing that the Sackboy's in.
So I found a place that I can buy the controllers, because I've been buying the collectible controllers for the PlayStation 5. You can put them in there, and they have a nice one for the Sony 30th. That has a, it says it on there. Controller.
Do they have the UV protection?
Yeah. Let's see if I can find the plastic.
Should you put all yours in plastic?
I wasn't gonna open it. I was gonna just display it.
Yeah, should you put them all in plastic though?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, so something like this, like the controller box.
Yeah.
But it's that one's plastic, but this one's actually like
metal. Oh, I don't know if you need acrylic for all of them, but you should put them all in plastic like that.
You know, this one is like a hard, like.
Yeah, you need just a, I mean, I could see that for like the 30th, but mm-hmm. for the other ones, I think I would just get those ones that you just had pulled up, I think are fine, but you should put them in something like that. Keep the quarters from getting banged up, keep the dust off of them, keep the light from messing them up.
Yeah,
and people that I know, if you're new to this, you should store your things in solid color totes, not clear totes. I know it's cool to see what's in them, but then the light gets through.
Yep, and the light will mess it up.
Yeah. Right. Store in solid totes. Oh, yeah, it's like a nice, like, sand for it. And they make that's a plastic one, too. They make one for the whole damn thing.
Yeah. The one I found was, like, glass, and it was, like, more expensive than in this. I have it on my Instagram reels. I got it saved on there. I've seen that. I did order the Helldivers 2 controller.
Did you?
Yeah.
You need to just cave in and get the Concord.
I know.
Let's pull it up on eBay. Let's see what the cheapest one we can find right now is. Maybe we can get you to impulse purchase it during the show.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
What if it's a deal? What if it's $50? Let's see what we got here.
$249.
Just search here for Concord DualSense. Let's sort them by lowest to highest.
Oh, you want to do that? Okay.
Yeah, let's see what's available before we see what's sold cheap. All right. The cheapest one is $200. Is that $210 I buy it now? Or best offer, $10 shipping. Okay.
Yeah.
So $220 is the cheapest one you can get right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $80 or $90.
Right. Yeah, it was
$80. I mean, it's a damn markup, but it would look good on a shelf.
It would.
Very expensive. You can see what the cheapest one that sold is. One's $125, but it was opened.
Yeah, open box, pre-owned. You know, brand new, $150. That was on October 1st, though.
Would you do that one?
Yeah.
December 11th, there you go, $158. November 25th, $160. I mean, they're selling cheap.
Mm-hmm.
This is your time to shine.
I'm just gonna look.
Don't miss out.
You know, I spent like $120 on the Spider-Man 1 and like $115 for the LeBron.
Oh, you didn't buy them when they came out?
No. I missed out on them.
So you had to go back and get them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you should. It'd be a shame not to have this one.
Mercari, there's a cheapest one's $231 currently.
I think you just got to keep your eyes out.
Oh, wait. Let me show you this real quick. So this is the bullshit that Mercari's adding on there. Right there, you can see it. Look at the fees.
See, that's crazy. So I know you guys can't see at home. The controller is $231.49 plus $8.49 for delivery and then $31.27 in fees. Click that. Click the question mark.
Let's see. Payment process fee is an estimate until checkout. That's all it says. That's all it says.
It's insane.
Yeah. So people haven't been buying and selling on there as much anymore because of the fees. People are not wanting to pay, you know, $40, $50 for fees.
You know what I'm still amazed by is, you know, I buy stuff off eBay here and there, and I occasionally sell stuff. I used to sell a lot of stuff on eBay. Is anytime I say eBay to people, they're always like, do people still use eBay? Everybody says that to me. I'm like, yeah, a lot of people still use eBay. It's weird that, like, immediately, everybody's like, do people even use that?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I mean, I'm on eBay weekly. Just browsing.
$1,000, $3,500.
Oh, those are like sealed. You go the highest.
Mm-hmm.
People for sure lost their ass on some stuff. I overpaid for the Concord game. I think it's pretty cheap now. I think you can get it for like $40. But I wanted it.
I know, $12.50. There's 30. Buy it now, $31. Yeah.
Buy it now, $32. That shit's got Best Buy stickers all over it.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely buy one that doesn't have all that on there. There you go. Sealed copy, $34. Would you want to get that?
No. I would.
To go with the controller?
If I can get them bundled, then yes.
Yeah.
If I can get it bundled. I saw one eBay listing, it was bundled, but It was like 350.
Is there a part of you that's scared that it'll come back out? Like you'll buy it and then they'll re-release the controller in the game.
No, I don't think they'll do the controller. I think the controllers are done. The way PlayStation,
I think the game is done too.
Yeah, if it was Xbox, I'd be okay. Wait a minute, but it's PlayStation. They do a controller and that's it.
Yeah. I think it's all done.
Yeah, me too. I did see news-wise, real quick, the Halo TV show got James Cameron, the guy who did the Batman movies.
Christopher Nolan?
Yeah, Nolan. Christopher Nolan is trying to get the Halo TV series.
They need to do something.
Because where they canceled it, and he thought it was pretty good, and he wanted to keep it going.
I don't know if it was pretty good.
It was okay. I mean, I watched both seasons. It had its moments.
It could be made. It could be good.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing, you know, Master Chief with no helmet. Like people. I mean, he was in walking around more without his helmet than in uniform than he was inside his uniform.
Yeah.
Let's get into some news while we're at it. We can look on stuff all day.
Yeah, because I've gone down another rabbit hole now.
All right, first one, we're talking about Fallout 76. They actually are doing the ghoul to where it actually out. People are testing it. You're using it where you can base your character as a ghoul. And there's a different style, like a rebel, shaggy shave. You can really customize your ghoul to look. So when you jump in, if you decide to start over, you might be able to play as a ghoul if you wanted to.
Now, you wouldn't switch, right?
No, I'm too far in. I'm 300. I think I'm 318 my level right now. I'm too far.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of missions. I got the harder missions out of the way that I needed friends with to get certain things. I can drop a nuke, which that mission you need like a team to help you do that mission to where you can drop nukes.
I would switch because I have to start over.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was as far as you, there's no way.
They're saying that sometime in the future that they're thinking that you're going to be able to change your character. Like you can go to the ghoul, you can change your hair color. Your stuff's not permanent.
Yeah.
All right. Next little news. Our old friend, Reggie. Reggie responded to the Game Awards. Talking about the viewership numbers, how it peaked at like 1,154,000 people. And Reggie said, the Game Awards is the biggest global entertainment event of our time. Now, shockingly bigger than NFL Super Bowl. Well done.
People really, really enjoyed this year's Game Awards. Mm-hmm. Like I heard almost across the board, I heard positive things about it. And shout out to Jeff because he has fought through this thing to figure out what people want. And it might be a little bit bloated, but I think it probably has to because of advertising. But it seems like he's almost got it nailed down.
Yeah.
So that's super cool. He's passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want. Right, you want someone who's passionate about it.
I'm glad it was a big deal. Like people were really, really making a big deal about it. That's, you know, shows you the level of gamers out there in the world right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very happy for him and I'm happy for it. And I hope it continues to be what people want it to be.
Mm-hmm. So it took him 10 years to get to that point.
Which is really, if you think about it, I mean, it's not. I mean, that growth is exactly what you want it to be. Now, where do you go from here? I don't know. Even from last year, I mean, 118 to 154 is a massive spike.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You know, the biggest spike was from this year to whatever year that would be.
Yeah, it's a 45 to 85 spike. But if you look, I mean, the growth is impressive onward. All the way through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just for context, this is a bar graph here, but the Academy Awards, the Grammys, the World Series, and the Video Music Awards, the VMAs, are kind of all stagnant across the bottom, and they have fallen off, I'm going to say probably since the 2010s, maybe. They've started to decline, and now it looks like they're pretty flatlined.
Well, this is COVID year right here, and we're down.
Yeah, the Super Bowl has hovered right below or above 100 million, and it looks like it spiked last year at about 118 million.
Mm-hmm.
So very impressive.
Yeah.
Now, a couple bad years and these numbers will drop back down.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, you have to do it right.
They were saying 2022 FIFA World Cup had 1.5 billion viewers worldwide. Golly.
That's insane too. The power of soccer.
All right, next one. Nintendo Switch has now outsold PlayStation 2 as the king.
Yeah, PlayStation tried to pad those numbers. They found a little PS2 sales out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It includes the Switch plus the Switch Lite. I know a lot of people are saying it's not fair, but it's the PS2 and PS2 Slim. I think it's a pretty fair comparison. I mean, it's a long-ass generation.
Yeah.
You know, the Switch is just still out there doing its thing. I think you'll have Sony people push back. It's amazing that a console in this day and age can still do those numbers. And I think that, Nintendo gets it. They're in desperate need of a new system, but it's somehow still fine.
And no telling how many they're going to sell for Christmas.
When I was in Target the other day and walked through, the Switch games are depleted. I mean, people are still buying them.
Yeah. And after that, then someone was saying that Sony should re-release the PlayStation 2 to help out with the sales. I'm like, it doesn't matter because, I mean, the Switch will still be selling next year. The Switch 2 will come out, and people will still be buying the Switch 1.
Well, can you imagine if they make that thing like $99?
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, just sell what's made and out there at $99.
Even to do the lights at $99 and do the big one at $140, $139 or something like that, it'll still sell.
How much is a Switch? $250?
Right now?
Yeah.
It did go on sale.
I don't know. I don't think I know how much they are. $209 for that
one. $209 for the Hyrule Edition. The OLED with the Mario Kart Deluxe Bundle, $349.
All right, so we dropped that one to $199, and we dropped the Switch Lite to $99.
Hmm.
Oh, you know what? I want to get at some point before they're extinct, I want to get that Mario Kart Live Circuit. That was the very first thing on that. I want to get that before they go completely away. That's the one where you like actually drive the car.
Yeah.
I bet I can find one of those cheap somewhere.
Probably.
Let me write that down. That's one of those things I would like to have at some point in my life. Because I think I'll eventually have a place where it makes sense.
Yeah, so the Switch lights are $199 right now.
Yeah.
So drop down to $100.
Put that at $100, put the other one at $199. When you have the two out, I'll do it now.
Yeah. All right, next one. So they're starting to show some Nintendo the Switch 2 accessories, and they have the little steering wheel. Goes with the controller.
Who's showing these off, though? Just like PDP or somebody?
Yeah, just some normal website. I mean, one of the weird.
B2B. It looks like all the same plastic shit that they always make.
Yeah, but the controller doesn't look any different. Like they're
That
talking
looks
about.
like the Switch controller. I'm not
Yeah.
certain that they have the other one for mock-up. I think this is just what they plan to make when it comes out.
And this is an official case that came out at the.
It's thicker. It looks more like a Steam Deck.
And someone did
Interesting.
a. There's like a little. I'm not going to play the video, but it's a little gift, but showing it. I'm glad it's coming. It looks promising. All right. Amazon Prime is giving away 10 games for that show Secret Level. Have you watched any of those? They're like 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes.
No, I haven't watched them yet. I plan to watch them all at some point.
They're pretty funny. I mean, it's pretty good if you not even if you're not even a fan of the games that they're playing, they're doing, but 10 free games on Amazon Prime for this is Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition, Baldur's Gate 2 Enhanced Edition, Mega Man 11, Necromunda, Hired Gun, Neverwinter Nights Enhanced Edition, The Outer Worlds, Space Hulk, Deathwing Enhanced Edition, Spelunky, Warhammer 40K Space Marine, and Warhammer 40K Dawn of War are all free games to go along with this Amazon Prime. With that, so Prime Gaming, I went over to the website. Here's the 40K. They have some other games on here. Aces of Luftwaffe Waffle, some playing game, Simulacros.
Luftwiff Waffle. I'm real
Yeah.
sure that that's going to be the show name.
Luftwaffe, Luftwaffe.
Luftwiff Waffle.
Christmas Fables, but then here, Dredge is Prime free. So if you have Amazon Prime and you want to play Dredge. Star Wars Bounty Hunter, their Electrician Simulator. There's Spelunky Heroes Hour, Plane of Lana, Tacoma. They actually have a lot of games for free on there. Death Stranding, if you have the Aluna, you can play Death Stranding's Director's Cut. There's a Split Second, there's Cars, Fallout 3. The Expanse, a Telltale series. That's amazing. I love that game. That was pretty good. Vegas, Wally, the OG Fortnite, Fortnite Odyssey, Lego Odyssey. So there's Brick Life right there. Chicken Police. Chicken Police is a game. So don't forget if you have Amazon Prime, if you have Epic, they do give away a lot of free games here and there. I know I forget some of the ones every now and then.
Yeah, all you have to do is go claim them.
Yeah, claim them and you always have them. So Helldivers 2, the game, decided to bring to do a Killzone crossover. They brought Killzone in there and they decided to charge $20 for the pack, and now people are getting mad and upset about it because it's a free play game, but now you have to pay to play to $20 for get all these Killzone cosmetics.
Well, Helldivers is not free though.
Oh no, yeah, so no, it's not. No, it's not. You're right, because we had to pay money to play it.
They're complaining because this Visual Cosmetics is half the price of the pay that the game is selling for right now.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Don't buy it. All the DLC they've done for like updates to the game have been free. Don't get it. I feel the same way about all this shit. It's like vote with your wallet. If you think something's overpriced, then don't buy it. Teach them a lesson.
And it's
But
like
everybody goes ahead and buys it.
here says that Fortnite, Epic, Apex Legends, and Overwatch 2 have had $15 and $20 crossover skins.
Yeah, they're way too expensive. The cars in Rocket League sometimes are $30. For one car, that's too expensive. But you know what? The only way it's ever going to stop is if people knock it off.
It's not fair. All right.
Again, don't buy it.
Yeah. All right, another one. EA College Football 25 is now the best-selling sports game in U.S. history. and it's actually outsold Call of Duty Black Ops 6 this year so far.
Yeah, I mean, that's the power of it being away and gone for so long. People wanted that thing so bad. Mm-hmm.
Next one, No Gravity Games. It's a company that makes games. They're giving away 11 Switch games this month. I'm going to have to check some of them. I looked at some of these. No one that we that I haven't seen. You may have recognized some of these names. These games, but some of them look actually, you know, decently playable.
No, I've never heard of any of those, but free is free.
Yeah, you always have them. Good, and let's see. Oh, we did talk about Dredge a little bit. Dredge did come to mobile. Did you buy it?
No.
$24.99.
No, I did not buy it. No.
Are you going to?
No.
Not for $24.99 on mobile.
No. No. I mean, if I had never played it, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the price. I just, like, I'm, that wouldn't be my preferred place to play it. Now, if it's the only place I had to play it, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, lucky enough that it's not the only place I have to play it.
All right, then Epic Free Games. They had this game on here. Terratech.
Like I've seen that.
That looked like a game that we all could get in there and mess around with at one time.
Yeah.
A lot of Fortnite, Idle Chance, Speedstorm. Do you even jump into Speedstorm or is it gone?
It's on there. I jumped in the other day, but I didn't stick with it. I don't know. I mean, I want to say I'll play that game more, but I don't think that I will.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's it with the gaming news. A couple of Lego news pieces. The anime show One Piece actually might be doing a Lego. There's rumors that some listings of some One Piece sets have came out with some numbers, and so people are kind of excited because I guess the TV show, the Netflix show, did pretty good. So that's our be one of our first anime with Lego.
Dude, I think there are like over 1,000 episodes of One Piece.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, I never watched the anime, but I did watch the live action.
And was good?
Yeah, it was good.
Whew. They have a lot of lore to pull from.
Mm-hmm. This one's coming in. It's Lego's Icon Blacktron Renegade 10355. If they announced, they did a little teaser where you got a free Blacktron set earlier this year, and then it did so popular that they released it again, and now here's a big new set that's modeled after one of the other sets from previous, Renegade 6954 from 1987. I used to have that one, that set.
I don't know what Renegade or Blacktron is.
So Blacktron's they were really, really popular when I was growing up, the sets. Little characters were all black. They had the blacked out visors.
So it's like a Lego thing?
Yeah, it's a Lego set. Like a series, like the space. And yeah, it was part of the space one.
Murdered out space guys.
Yeah, so in the space universe, these were like the bad guys, but they were cool because they were black. Black and yellow.
Huh. So, that set looks neat. Like, I like the colors. It doesn't interest me, but I like the colors. I don't like the space stuff.
I'm a huge fan of space stuff. Tom and Jerry is getting a Lego Brickhead.
Saw that. The Brickheads have grown on me. I don't mm-hmm. do them, but they have grown on me.
This one wasn't bad. They did a little better than I was hoping because I know it's harder to do real life characters, cartoon too.
Yeah. Now, do you think somebody would look at those and know they're Tom and Jerry if they didn't know?
No.
Yeah, that's I would agree with you. I do think they're pretty good, but I think they're only pretty good because we know they're Tom and Jerry.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. We like food trucks, and there's a donut shop food truck coming.
Gives me major Brick Life vibes.
Yeah.
There's like a bunch of food trucks you can get. That one's pretty clean looking. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I've been buying a lot of the food trucks. I got the hamburger one. And I like the little donuts. Yeah. All right. Last one. There's a rumored $1,000 Lego set coming. It's going to be
I saw that too.
The Death Star. They've already released two of them, and I did not get either one of those back in the day. So this might be the first one I get. It'll be a set 75419. It'll say it's going to for 10,000 pieces and retail about $1,000.
Would you spend the $1,000?
Yes.
Like if that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
Because I know how much the original two went for.
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm not into Lego Star Wars. I would not spend the $1,000 on it.
I only would do it because it's the UCS. Because the UCS stuff is the more expensive sets. And how you can tell the UCS ones are the little stands, the little sticker stands that it tells you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Very expensive. It's like the more fancy of the sets. The little placards, yeah.
Yeah, right there with the little figure.
Yeah. It's a lot of money, though. You could buy a used car for $1,000.
Oh, yeah. You could buy a tablet on a wheel, going around a wheel.
Yeah, like a portable TV, they call those.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy... trying to think of bang for your buck, $1,000. I mean, you could buy a PS5.
So this is the original
and
one.
And a PSVR. That one's selling for the original in the box, original trilogy, retired $3,250 on eBay. Of course, it didn't sell. It's still up for that price. Yeah. But yeah. But would you open it?
Not this one, but if I bought the new one, yeah, I'd open the new one.
You would taint it.
Yep. Here's the other one that came out, the actual playset. So the first one was more of a...
You see that little Death Star too? That's the one I'd have to buy. The little bitty one on that stand one right there, that's the one I'd have to buy.
Yeah, I've got that one. It came free with a gift.
$24.99, that's the one I'd have to get. I think I'm going to... Oh, no, never mind. I was going to say, I think I'm going to put a set together today.
You forgot you got to do something.
I put together the little chicken coop set with the ATV.
Hmm.
I bought one of those. It's like a little DIY kit, but it's a little greenhouse that is like the wood and plastic things that all snap together.
Okay.
They're not like Lego, but they're like a laser cut and everything fits together. I'm in the middle of that, so I wouldn't do a Lego and that at the same time. But I'm going to finish that today, and then maybe I'll do a Lego set next weekend.
Yeah, when we move, should be able to display stuff and start building some of the Lego sets.
Yeah, set up a little room. We'll get a camera in there and we'll put them together on camera.
Nice. Oh yeah. All right. Well, that's it for all. That's all I got for today.
That's all I got too.
All right. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me on the social media, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, @game_stitch or @hoeffandshow. This is episode 619. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.